So the last words of yesterday's Gemara, Hadam Arava, Loilam Kagufay Dami, Zachati Nezek Tzrayr Silchas Gemirala. We ended up, Loilam Kagufay Dami, that Kaichai is Kagufay, and the way we explained yesterday, there are two Hesberim in Kaichai, Loilam Kaichai Kagufay. Nachlas David's Hesber, that la'olam kaychay is kegufay means that this is a pshita. That la'olam kaychay kegufay is a davar pasha. That kaychay shel adam is always kegufay, and mimela kaychay shel shar is always kegufay. Or according to Reb Chaim, you have to be matchik a little in the Gemara. So Reb Chaim says that really the algemeina rule, the general rule of kaychay kegufay, has no shachis here. So la'olam kegufay, meaning it's part of the din of tzrayris, that over here kaychay is kegufay, and taka chiddush of the halacha mishum Sinai, that kaychay is kegufay. So the question is, if it's a chiddush of tzrayris, that kaychay kegufay, or if it's a pshita that kaychay is kegufay. Now l'chayra is a very big nafkamina. What about Kaychay of Eish? Let's say I have a case of Kaychay of Eish. There's a fire burning. And it happens, a fire comes to a building and it causes something to explode. It comes into contact with things that are under pressure and it causes them to explode. And the explosion causes more damage. So that's Kaychay of Eish. The Eish was Makis Tzrayris. Right, the Eish caused a hataza. Is there such a thing? Now, obviously, the halacha mishum Sinai tzrayris, I don't think anybody says applies to Eish. That there should be a chati nezek on tzrayris of Eish. That I'm assuming there's no such thing. It's a davar pashut. That there's no halacha mishum Sinai tzrayris is by shar. It's not by. You could talk if it's by regel or by keren or by shame. But the halacha b'shinai of tzrayris, zicha doesn't apply to Eish. Question is, memela what? What's a din by Eish? What's a din by kaychay of Eish? Do we nem on that kaychay of Eish is Eish? L'chayra, according to the Nachlas David's Mahalach, we would nem on that kaychay of Eish is also Eish. Because Nachas David is saying that Kaychay Kegufay is really a Davar Pashut. It's a Davar Pashut Mitzad Asfar. Kaychay of Bar is a little hard. How could you have Kaychay of Bar? Could you have a Bar that's Menachas Tzrayris? What? Bar HaMiskal Gael Baragli B'nei Adam. But it's not the Kaychay of the Bar. It's the person who kicked it that's... It's just kayach, but it's not a mazik of bar. It's not bar until it stops. So the shooting. So the chayr would be shaykh if he trips on a bar and it goes flying. Someone trips on a bar and it goes flying because of the bar. Someone's running, I guess, or an animal's running, it could be. They come to a bar. I guess it would have to be you have to use your imagination. If someone trips over a bar and it goes flying into something, so maybe that's kaychay of bar. Okay, so we could clear what's the din of kaychay of bar. L'chayr according to Nachlas David, kaychay of bar is bar. If you could kaychay of eish is ichas such a mitzias, and kaychay of eish is eish. According to Reb Chaim, however, Reb Chaim's whole yisoid. The way Baruch Beth explains Reb Chaim, the whole yisayid is that mazikim is a chiddush, and dein lecha bayis mechidushai, and there's no din of kaychay without halacha mishum Sinai. If you learn that tzrayris is a chumra that was neschadish, the way Reb Chaim learns tzrayris was a chumra that was neschadish from halacha mishum Sinai, so then it should not apply to eish and it should not apply to bar. And Lemaisa, there's a Pnei Yeshua on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Pnei Yeshua says, "B'chol hanizikin, kaychay lav kigufay, Ela bebehema dahavitzrayus. Loshen apnei shon gimel amid beis is a makar for this Reb Chaim. Hitaka says b'chol anizikim kaychei lab kegufay. Ela bebehema dahavitzrayus. So it comes out that we have a machlokes. The machlokes we learned yesterday. If tzrayus is a chumra or kula. If the pashtus is that it's chayiv, like the Nachlas David, and tzrayus is mechadish to knock it down to chatzin nezek, or if the pashtus is that it's potter, like Reb Chaim, and tzrayus is a chiddush l'chumra, that machlokes has a nafgamina legade tzrayus of eish, or if there's a chechetins of tzrayus of bar. Chayiv would be a second nafgamina. The kaychay of Adam, everyone holds as chayiv. We had it by Kichay V'Niyay and Gimel Amid Beis. Actually, we had it more than once. We had it on Gimel Amid Beis, Kichay V'Niyay, we said Tzrayrus as Chayiv. And we had it again on Yud Amid Beis by Heishi Yashva Asasal Echad. Gemara had a case where five people are sitting on the Safsal. And this one person came along. Gemara had a chetimsa where he's holding them all down. The Bahadi, the Samach, Buhutabra, he's holding all of them down. So Gemara said, that Kaycha Kegufay Dami. Now the Tema, Kaycha Lav Kegufay Dami, Kamashon, Kaycha Kegufay Dami. So we had at least on Daf Gimel and Daf Yud that by Adam, Kaycha is Kegufay, that's for sure. It's no Shaima. By Eish, it could be a Machlaikis. By Adam, there's no Machlaikis, Kaycha Kegufay, but we. There is a machlokes. The Rishash says there that koychay of Adam is a av. It's part of the av. It's not a tilde. Just like Adam Hamazik is the av, koychay of Adam is also an av. And the Pnei Yeshua says koychay of Adam is a tilde. So the chayra, they're going weiter with their whole with their machlokes. That the Nachlas David, the Rishash hold, that Koyche is Takab Shita Kugufay. The Yeshua, like Reb Chaim, Nemzon, that Koyche is a Chiddush. So by Adam, for some reason, we understand for Pshitis, as the Nachlas David shows from other places, by Adam, we understand Koyche is Zicha Kugufay. And by all the other mazikim, it's no. Mamin Amazik is a chiddush atayra, and since Mamin Amazik is a chiddush atayra, it's ein lecha yesem bechidushay. And koyche is not chayiv, and even by Yodam, it's only a telda. Now there are other places in Shas. Numerous other places where it talks about Koycha. I mentioned to you yesterday Hilchos Shabbos. There's a halacha in Hilchos Shechita, which we had mentioned once. It's a Gemara Chulin Daf Tezayin. Also, where a person Hashoychit B'Muchni, someone shechts with some kind of contraption, Shechitasek Sheira. The Gemara has a stira. It says in one place Hashoychit B'Muchni, you shech with a contraption, you kosher. So somewhere else, Hashaychei b'muchni shchitase psula. So the Gemara says one of them is talking by a wheel that turns because of water. There's a knife attached to a wheel. That wheel shechts. So if it runs because of water, running water, like a windmill, that's shchitase psula. But if it runs because a person is turning it, if somebody's turning the wheel, and from that kayach, it causes the wheel to turn, so Gemara says, Koychei Kegufay Dami, it's a good Shechita. There's another case in the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, which I don't remember if we mentioned. There's a din by Netilas Yadayim that, you need Koyach Gavra. You need Koyach Gavra to wash V'Hamaitzi. You need to wash by pouring onto your hand. So the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you take a big bucket of water and you lay it down sideways, now the water is running out of the bucket. Even if it runs a whole day, It's all kashim. It's all kaychay. He set up the pail to turn it sideways, and even if it's running for an hour, you put your hands under it an hour later, it's still kashim. Because of kaychay kagufay. Now, there's a slight problem. We're going that by Adam Kasha Gufa is Pashit Atkadeh Kachna was David Yisakasha. We did have once a sugya where it wasn't so Pashit to us that Kasha is Kagufa. And that was by the sugya of Mayim. And Dalit Amid Beis, the Gemara asked, maybe there's another mazik called Mayim. We only have a mazik of A, we only have Bar and Aish and Adam and the three animal mazikim. We don't have six mazikim. So Gemara had to have a mina ema with nabazeh mayim. Maybe there's another mazik called mayim. Over there, we were trying to figure out what exactly is the mazik of mayim. What's the mazik, this mazik called mayim? So Tosa said, it's got to be some kind of mazik, which is a havamina is chayiv and a maskana is potter. That's what bothered us when we learned that Gemara. What's the mazik of mayim, which the Gemara has a havamina to be mechayiv, and which really is potter? And how did the mayim? How is the mayim mazik? If a person takes water and throws it on someone's suit and ruins it, that's other mazik. What's the case of mayim that's potter? So Taisa said, in the first chat of Taisa is, the mayri b'kayach sheni. Taisus brought a Gemara from Sanhedrin. The case of Shokol Olay Bitka Demaya, the Mashkol Olay Bitka Demaya. What was the case there? Remember the case? Indeed, the Gemara was talking about killing somebody with Bitka Demaya. Gemara had a case where someone was tied up and laying on the ground, and there was a dam of water. Someone pulled away the board that held the water back, that stopped the water. By pulling away the board, the water came rushing out, and it killed the person that was there. So the question was, is that called Maisa Adam, is he a Retzayach? Or is it only a Grama of an Adam? It's not called a Retzayach. So we said over there, that the first water that comes running out, that's kaychai, mamish, that is considered his maisa. But the second water that comes running out, that's not considered to be his maisa. Kayach sheni, the second, it wasn't clear to us how do you judge what's the first water and what's the second water, but the first flow of water is his maisa. The later flows of water are not his maisa. Now here, we have, the only time I think we had this year, every time we had kaychai, all the kaychais of Adam were Adam. I think we had there, I once quoted from Rav Moshe, that even mea kaychis of Adam is all Adam. Right, if a person, knocks something down, which knocks something else down, which knocks something else down, and if the last one is mazik, that's also Adam. Kaychai of Adam, even till 100 times, is Adam. The only time we had this notion that you could have kaychai, which is potter, was by Bitka Demaya, over there in that sugya. And there we said that taka, the first water, is his maisa mamish, which we understand. The water is leaning on a board, you push away the board, and the water falls down. But the later water is not his. Mamish dana. What is different between that case and all the other cases? Why is the second water of kaychai, of Bitka Demaya, less than all the other kaychais? What?
It's here. Not my kaychai doing it, but it's always there.
It's there. Well, the water normally would stand.
Well, might the kaychai have to go, is there? Where's that?
When I take a bucket and I turn it sideways. But here even kayach sheni, the Ev says even if it's running a whole day, it's all kayach adam.
But the water, Second kind is more than the kind that
the second kayach is more. The wood has more kayach than just pulling it away. There's more kayach. Is that a, I'm just trying to think of all the cases. When the animal walks and the rock shoots out, it's not more kayach. Not. The fire burns and it causes something to shoot out. It's not more. I'm not sure if what you're saying is an important nekuda in the Teretz. The truth is that this kasha is a Magen Avraham's kasha. I'm reading to you from the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, I always get a kick out of reading something the Mishnah Berurah says into a Gemara in Bava Kamma. But it's really a Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham Mamish is this kasha. What's the difference between all the kaiches of Adam that come out everywhere? Kaiches shel Adam is Adam. And the case of Bitka Demaya is not. So he says, like you were saying, I have to think about how to phrase it, that Hasaras Hamaniya is different than a real kaichai. A real kaichai is that it's the person's kayach. Like when a person turns a wheel and there's a knife. Or a person takes a bucket, puts it sideways, and now the water's running out. That's different than Hasaras Hamaniya. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is in Kuf Nun Tes. Kuf Nun Tes. Sivkat and Samach Vav. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Im hita chavis malei amayim. If you turn sideways, a chavis malei amayim. Valach v'yashav lai. And you went, you sat down. V'chavis shetechis mayim kol hayayim. And water is chugging out of this barrel all day. Machmas hati asai. V'not li yadam imenu. Also like the tiyan. V'not li yadam imenu. Zat the Mishnah Berurah. Here's the kasha. It says that if you open up a faucet, let's say you have a big barrel with water, and you open up a faucet, only the first water that comes out is kayach gavra. The later water that comes out is not kayach gavra. What's the difference between turning a barrel sideways and opening a faucet? So he says, when he comes out by the faucet, tzarech lazira b'chol shvicha shvicha. You have to close it and open it every time. The hasam loy osa maisa beguf hamayim, rak hezir habarza hamineya. The Tak uses the lashon of asaras hamineya. Rak hezir habarza hamineya hamayim lotzeis. L'chein l'kasha bami kaychay. That's not called kaychay. Rak kilu acharishin. It's mamish the case of bikta demayim. The first water is considered your maisa, and not the second. Aval hacha shasa maisa beguf hamayim. He took the water and moved them. Umachas hatiyasein, because he turned it sideways. Nishpachim. So as long as it keeps on going, it's considered to be kaichai. So the difference is hasaras meniya. But even hasaras meniya, the first water is still considered as nicer. Why? It's also a chiddush that hasaras meniya, I guess when you pull away the board or you open the faucet, the water leaning on the board or right by the faucet still considered your ma'aser. It's still a chiddush that that's considered your ma'aser. Shaking the later water by hasaras meniya, we say kayach sheni is not a kayach. Masha'en kein by when you do a ma'aser with the guf hadavar, you do a ma'aser with the guf hadavar mamish. That's considered kaichai. Even 100 kaichas is considered kaichai. So you ask him. So that seems to be the hagdara of kaichai l'chayra by everything, by Adam, koshkein by Eish and by Shar. It would have to be this type of thing where it's not hasaras maniya. Right? When you shoot a revolver, that's hasaras maniya, right? How does it work? Right, so when you an old-fashioned garden works, that you pull back the striker. What's it called? That strikes the bullet. And then when you pull it, you pull away a pin and it hits the bullet. That's a saras maniyah. No? That's a saras maniyah. When you drive a car, it's also, how does driving a car work? So last time we had driving a car, Yossi told us about it. I don't know. Huh? You don't know how it works? The way a car works is that when you push the pedal, you open up a door that lets the gears into the chamber where the pistons are. That's the way it used to work, at least. So I was interested in these things. So I don't know, that's also, isn't that just opening a door? That's a sarsmania. We once spoke about, when we talked about koichai, we said that's why a car is Adam, and every machine we said is Adam. Right? You drive a car, it's Adam. Koichai. Might be 100 koichais till the car turns. Right, the pistons go up and down, and that turns the axle, and that turns the wheel, but 100 kaichais is also odd. That's a question. What? So the question is, well, by shor it's not hasaras mania, you see? Both the cases, but it's not hasaras mania. There it's shooting it out. It's like turning the bucket of water when he steps on a rack and the rack goes shooting. You're not removing a blockage. Your question will be a question is if a shor did remove something that's blocking the water, how we would look at it. If a shor removed a bitka d'maya, so the way we understand, the first water would be tzairis, and the later water would be potter, the way we're understanding now. The first water?
Yeah, because it's direct, not a sign, not causing it as an analytical, it's direct action.
So that would depend on how we define tzairis, you're right. It would depend on what we spoke about, how you define tzairis. Tzairis could be something that's attached, that's b'chubar, like the rush, or it has to be something that's detached. Well, here it's actually detached. By the time the wood is magic, it's detached from the animal. B'chubar.
Maybe it's sorry, but to the mind, since there's always a coming, there's always going to be a force coming, it's constantly flowing. But let's say, for example, let's say I have a...
That's why
it's not going to develop.
That's why it's not kai.
The asteroid is not kai for the other. Yeah. The other hand, let's say you have something, let's say a pool, and you open up something under the floods of water out. So maybe that'll be like a bucket.
Well, why should opening a faucet be different than pulling away a bit of the money?
Because like you said, the kai is going to stop eventually.
Have a bit of the money, yeah?
It's definitely going to stop.
It has to stop sometime. I mean, even New Orleans, eventually, it's. Eventually, it reaches a level. You think that if the kayach, I'm not sure.
Then that would make sense to me of a ritual or if it's example you said now. Eventually, it's stuff by car, all eventually it's going to stop.
So therefore, it should all be considered as nicer.
It should all be kayach.
Second. What's that bucket of water? We're saying a bucket of water. If you turn it sideways, it's all kayach. If you pull out a faucet,
eventually it's going to stop. Because eventually that might...
And if you pull out a faucet, it's also eventually going to stop.
Keep on going.
No, you're talking about a pail of water. So about chavis malei mayim, there's a faucet on the back. And you open the faucet, so they were saying only the first water is kaicha. Because the rest of the water, you weren't minia. The minia of the water came by itself. So. Alright, so we have... Okay, Al Kapanim, we have again for the third time. I think we'll have it once more next time. The sugis of Kaichai. Oh, we're going to have Kaichai also. So we're still going to have at least two more sugis of Kaichai. I only remember we had it on Gimel, Amid Beis, by Kicha V'Niyai, Dalet Amid Beis in Tosfos, by Mayim, on Yud Amid Beis, by Chamisha Shiashu B'Safsol. And now, for the fourth time, we had it somewhere else. I don't, not remembering at the moment. But, alright. I don't know how machines work. I have to declare. You turn on a switch on a machine. How much of it is kaichai? But okay, Al Kapanim, this is the sugya of the Tzoiris. Amar Rava. Rava gives a Hagdara for Tzoiris. Now, I think you all understand that if I want to explain something to you and make it clearer to you, and I bring a mashal from something that's more clear to you, and then the thing that's less clear becomes clarified. And what Rav Adir does to clarify Tzoiris, he introduces the sugya of Zav, which to most of us is not a very clear sugya, because Tum and Tahira today are not Nayig. I think there's a Rambam that says that the Eifa Paraduma they had until this man of Abaye Varava, that they still had left over Paraduma until this man of Meiroim, a couple of centuries after the Churban. So it could be in Rava's time the rules of Zav were much more clear to people. But Akapanim Rava uses the rules of Zav to clarify the rules of Tzvairis. He says, Kosha B'Zav Tamei B'Nezakin Mishalim Nezek Shalim. So now you understand guideline. You learn Mishnah Zavin. You see cases of Zav. Says if a Zav goes on a seesaw, that's one of the cases in the Mishnah. If you have a seesaw and the Zav sits on one side, and the other side of the seesaw there's a Michael in the seat, and it goes up because the Zav's on the other side. So it says that's Tameh. That's Hesed HaZav. It says if a Zav gets into a boat, into a rowboat, and the rest of the boat, so the boat shakes, a light boat, and the Zav gets in, and the boat shakes from the movement of the person getting in, so that is Hesed HaZav, that's Tadeh. So it comes out that would be Tzrairus if somebody steps on a board, and the other end of the board, that would be Adam HaMazik. The other end of the board is Mazik, according to Rava. We say, Kosha B'Zav Tameh, Nezikim Shalom Nezik Shalom. So it would seem from Rava that if you step on one end of a board, or the shah steps on one end of the board, and the other end of the seesaw there's a glass which breaks, that's Nezek Shalem. And on that glass you pay Nezek Shalem. Now that's not like the Yerushalmi that the Gedulei Shmuel brought in the beginning of the Perek. Yerushalmi said that if you step on a board and there's a glass on the other side, that's Tzrairis. So it seems that it's a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. This is Rava. This is Gemara Shas Bavli speaking. Shas Bavli has one geder of Tzrairis, and Shas Yerushalmi disagrees with it. Yerushalmi holds that even if you step on a board on one side and there's a glass on top of the other side and you cause it to break, that's Tzrairis. And we hold that's Nezek Shalom. We hold that Kol Zman it's attached is Nezek Shalom. So this is what the Gedulei Shmuel said, that according to at least some of the Rishayim, it has to do with being attached. Kol Zman it's attached to the Chibur from the Nizik to the Mazik, even through many layers of attachment, that the Mazik is touching a board and the board is touching the glass, that is also Nezik Shalom. So Amar Rava, Kol Shav Zav Tam, maybe Nezakim Misham Nezek Shalom. Kol Shav Tam, Nezakim Misham Chatzim Nezek. Now how the Gedulei Shmuel said that Rashi holds like Yerushalmi. Rashi holds that there's no machlekes bad in Yerushalmi. So I'm not sure how Rashi would answer the Raya from Kol Shav Zav, because Kol Shav Zav, it's Perisha Mishnah there, that if you're in the case of a seesaw, Kaf Maznayim is a case in it's a Mishnah in Zavim. So I don't know. Zavim is a short, easy Mishnayis. For years, when they go around asking people to take Mishnayis, I always take Zavim. People think I'm doing the biggest taiva, like I'm learning Kalim or something. So there's a short, short set of Mishnayis. And so these cases are cherished in the Mishnayis there. So I don't know how Rashi is going to learn. If the Gedulei Shmuel says Rashi holds his Nomachlech's Bavli Yerushalmi, so I don't know how he's going to fit in this case. But okay, v'rava tzoreris asalash mina. Thus it seems Rav is telling us a chiddush, but the Gemara says Rav is telling us the din of tzoreris. Like Rava agola mishaches bekar kamash malan. Not telling us the rule of tzoreris. He's telling us when tzoreris applies and when it doesn't apply. He's telling us that if you have an animal pulling a wagon, kamash malan, that it is not tzoreris. That would be the equivalent case of a Zav, you would think. What's the equivalent case of a Zav? I would think is a Zav that's pulling a wagon. No? The equivalent of an animal pulling a wagon is a Zav pulling a wagon. And a Rashi, for some reason, doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Agola mishaches bekarin asalash minan the bizav tamei imhalcha karin shazav aleha agave kelim tamei b'shemedjus azav." If a zav is sitting on a wagon and the wagon goes over, runs over an item, so that thing is tamei. What's Pshat Rashi? What is a zav sitting in a wagon a raya to an animal pulling a wagon? Kol shebizav tamei, by an animal pays nezek shalom. So if a zav is sitting in a wagon and it goes over and it runs over, who's driving it? Maybe some driver of the wagon. The wagon can go by itself. So there's a donkey pulling the wagon. The zav is sitting in the wagon and it runs over something, so it's tamei. So that should be a raya, that if a donkey's pulling the wagon and there's an animal sitting in the wagon, so the owner of the animal sitting in the wagon is chayiv if it runs over something. Something wrong with that, no? Huh? That makes sense. The animal sitting in the wagon is not chayiv. He didn't make the wagon move. Alright, so at least the Shita Mekubetzes asked this kasha on Rashi. And others say, Rabbi Yosef, that they say, not like Rashi, they say the dimyan is to a zav pulling a wagon. What Rashi meant, I'm not sure. Maybe we can understand. If he's the wagon driver, that's not a reason to be mechayyid to make something tamei. If he's driving a wagon, let's say. He's not sitting on the wagon. He's standing next to the wagon.
He's standing.
Let's say there's a wagon, and there are animals. And the zav goes, and he smacks the animal with a stick, and the animal starts running, and it goes over something. So the mistaber, it's tamei and hesed hazav. Well, yeah, he has to be there. He has to be on it. So, but if he's on it, then even if he's not driving it. Even someone else is driving it, it's also metame. It's the only case I could think of is him pulling it. Dr. Rashi's right, it's funny. If Rava wanted to tell us a case of pulling, it's not usual for a human being to pull a wagon. So it's a funny case to tell us, but Rashi needs Hesber. So I don't know. As it is, as I mentioned in the outset, the way the Gedul Shmuel explains Rashi Shita, Rashi doesn't seem to fit with the Pashup Shad and Rava, with the Cecil case. So I don't know. I don't know, in the Rosh Chodesh Zalman, Micha Shleimai, he says that this rule doesn't fit all the cases. He sounds like he's saying, Rava's rule only came for this one case. Taka doesn't fit all the cases. So I don't know. Tanya Kavasei de Rava, Behema Mu'edes L'Shaber B'Derech Hilucha, Keitzad Behema Shenitzel L'Chatzar Anizik B'Zika B'Gufa Derech Hilucha B'Sair Derech Hilucha B'Okir Shalah B'Shur Shalah Prum Yishev B'Piyah Zug Shev B'Tzavar Chamar B'Masoi. We had all those before, but this price adds Agol HaMeshaches B'Karayin Mishalim Nezek Shalayin, which Vaita is a Raya to Rava, that Agol HaMeshaches B'Karayin. It's not a right to Rava's klal, but it's a right to Rava's din that a golem sheches pekar is b'shal nezek shalom. Period. Tosis also says kosher b'zavtar ein zeh haklal dafka. It's not a klal for all cases. Okay. Now we come to. Well, first, there's one more case. Tanu Rabbanan, and a goyim show you mechatitin bechevel v'li, v'nifsak hadli v'nishbar hadli, v'shalim nezek shalim. Tanu goyim that are pecking away at a chevel hadli, is that orche or not orche? Is it normal for them to peck at strings?
Peck anything.
What? Tanu goyim peck at anything. I think the Rambam says that the Tarnagoylim pecking at a string, it depends. He says if the string is wet, so it's normal, they might sit to the mayim from the string, so it's normal for them to peck at it. But if it's dry, then it's not normal. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch there in Shemin Shin Sadik. So the assumption is that this is a case where it's normal for them to be pecking at the string. So when they break the string and the chevel falls and the leaf breaks, Misham and Nezek Shalim. So Shlomo Zalman asked that this is by a Zav, this would be tar. If a Zav would take a scissor and cut a string, so he's masit on the string would be tameh, but the li would be tar. So he says that this doesn't fit Rava's rule. Again, we have to say Rava's rule is lav dafka, he just came to teach us the din of Agolo Mishachas Bekari. My boy Rava, here we come to the sugya of Vasa Meikara, which is again a major sugya. The question of whether you go basa meikar as linan or basa lebesayf as linan. Okay, let's start the sugya, and tomorrow we'll be able to get into it more by richlis. Let's just sort of set the stage for it. Boy Rava, darsa al kli v'loishav rasai v'nizgalgeil l'mokim acher v'nishbar ma'am. Make sure you understand the clay clearly. Because we're going to have other cases and we're going to make differences between the cases. Darsa al kli v'loy shav rasa. The animal kicked the keli, didn't break it from the kick. And his galgel l'mochem achev v'nishbar. And then it flew somewhere else and it broke when it hit the wall. So the animal kicks it, it shoots out somewhere else, it breaks somewhere else. What's the shayla? Mahu. Basa meyakar azlin av gufehu. You pay nezek shalem because the animal's foot touched the barrel, the keli. Or yilma basatava manaz lina, the tzreiris lina. Or maybe you go according to the place where it broke, the tzreiris lina. Okay, so klar. What's the shayla basa meikara or basa lebesayf? How do you define the hezek, I guess? How do you define the mazik? When you're coming to define what's the mazik, do you go basar the time that you kicked it, and then it's gufay? Or do you go basar the time it got hurt, it got broken, and then it's tzairis? Very, very clear. Now, before we go further, what should be from this Gemara? Is this the same as the Shiloh, which the Gemara has later? If an animal is walking in the street, it hit this tzrayis for shusa rabin, and it did tzrayis. It's walking in the street. Now you all know regel and tzrayis is part of shusa rabin. Animal's walking in shusa rabin, and tzrayis shoot out from under its feet, and they shoot into a shusa yachin, and they break a window in the shusa yachin. Is that the same shayla if pasa meikaraz linan or not? You follow? Do we have a question? If an animal does regel b'shus harabim and it shoots into Rishus HaYachid and breaks in Rishus HaYachid, do we go according to what? It was in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim regel is pater. It's where is pater Rishus HaRabim. Or do you go bust to where it broke? It broke it in Rishus HaYachid. And then regel is chayv Rishus HaYachid. L'chayra, the two cases are identical, no? The shayla here in Yizayin Amid Beis. The shayla on you, I think, saying the testament base. Hit his tzrayris b'shus harabim and it went to Rishus HaYachid. Is it the same shayla? No, is it the same shayla or not? That what? Demi Teis doesn't say this case, but the Kohen Teis is ruled. Either rabbi, that's technically the point. That L'chaira, before we get to Teis, is Bashkafari Shaina, it's the same. Do you go Basa Meikara? Or do you go Basa L'Basayf? It shot out the Tzrayris in Rishus HaYachid, in Rishus HaRabin. It broke in Rishus HaYachid. So L'chaira, it should be the same thing. Now, the halacha is, however, the halacha, we're machmir in both cases. Because we're machmir by hitis tzrayris b'shus harabim and it broke b'shus hayachid, we pass the chayiv. We go basa lebesayf. In our Gemara's case, where an animal kicked the keli and it flew and it broke and it landed, we pass Kimbasa Meikara as Lina. In other words, in Agamara with Basa Meikara as a Fumra, we pass Kimbasa Meikara. In Yenagamara, where it was hit as Tsarairis Bishasarab and went into Rishasayachid, we have Basala Basaif as a Fumra, there we pass Kimbasa Basaif. So, Bashkafar Ishaina, it would seem to be a stira, the two. The Rush asks the stira. The Rush here in Simon Bays asks the stira. And this Rush is going to be the subject of Ashir tomorrow. I'd like you to see the Rush inside. The Rush is in the second column of Simon Bays. Second column, the second line. Aval mitiza b'chaser hanizik. I'm sorry. He tells the chaser hanizik v'vina lei revia nezik. Umaskinan, the third line. Umaskinan, the tizer b'shusar rabim v'zikar b'shusar yachid chayiv. The maskana is that if it shoots tzrayris from b'shusar rabim and it's mazik b'shusar yachid yachayiv. For the Rush, Afal Gav, the Gabe Darsa Al Kli, Vishim Nisgalgal Lulamokim Achev and Nishbar, even though when it kicks a Kaili, and it shoots somewhere else, and it breaks in the second place, Askin Alei Al Kirava, Dabasa Meikara, Azlinan, the Maskana of Agamar is going to be that Basa Meikara, Azlinan, Hacha, why by Hitiza, Bishasaram, Balak, Bishas Yachin, Lay Azlinan, Basa Meikara? If it's the Rush, and we're going to have to understand this teretz, the goli kra beregel ubiya b'steyacher. It's a gilui akra, it's a gzeris hakasav by regel, that ubiya b'steyacher, ha'bir haya b'chatzar anizik. Bir means it destroyed b'steyacher. Ha'bir haya b'chatzar anizik. The destruction was in the chatzar anizik. So that's why we go basal b'saif. Now that line of teretz, we're going to try to understand what the teretz is. The pasha is gzeres hakasav to be mechalad. Needs a little bit of hesver. Why does gzeres hakasav only applies there and not here? So it's Hashem. We're going to come to that tomorrow, and that's going to be a major nafkamina to understand. This rush is teretz. The Tzais in Simin Shin Tzadik, Sivkat Nalef, talks about this rush. And Rav Shimon, here on Agamara, I think it's Simin Yuches, argues with the Tzais. So there's a difference of opinion between them. There's a Nimer Moshe also, Simin Mamed Aleph, Sivkat Nhei, who says similar to the Rav Shimon. And there are others who say similar to the Tzais as well. So that's going to be Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to try to work on that tomorrow. In the meantime, let's just see the next line of the Gemara. Tifshe Leimi de Rabba. The Gemara says, "Let's be patient, Rabba Zabaya, from Rabba, Doma Rabba, Zara Kli Merei Shagad." So this is, I think, a rather famous case where someone throws something off a roof and it's on the way down. On the way down, it's perfectly in good shape. It just doesn't have a very good prognosis for the future. But on the way down, it's whole. It could be a crystal vase on the way down. That's a whole vase. And someone went and he took a baseball bat, and as it's flying down the window, he broke it. So Rabba said a chiddush. Zara kli merei shagag ba'achav shavri b'makal pater. He doesn't have to pay. Amino leimana tvira tava. We say, what did I break? I broke something that's broken already. Let's say it looked whole. If you take a picture of it, it's a whole vase. But in the eyes of halacha, it's a broken vase because it's on the way down. And you all understand it's talking a place where b'derech hateva was impossible to rescue it. So Zok Tosis on this Gemara, Zara Klimer Reish Agad, also a rather famous chilik of Tosis, Nira, that's if you throw a Klimer Reish Agad. So when the keli is on the way down, it's already considered to be broken. But Nira, Dim Zorak Evan Oichetz, Ala Keli, what happens if the case is, or the keli is not on the roof? The keli is, let's say, on the ground. And someone drops a rock from the roof and it's going to fall down and hit this keli and break it. Or someone shot an arrow. You shot an arrow at a window. So it's going to hit the window in a second. It's going to break the window. And someone else came and he broke the window before the arrow could hit the window. The pshita, the chayiv. It's pashit that the breaker is chayiv. For lo shayach kamana tefirat avah. And here it's not shayach to say that the window was broken already from the time the chetz was shot. The azlina nami hacha basa meyakara lemishkaches tzurayus. Taisa says, here it's different. He's going to prove it. And this proof also we're going to try to understand. What's Taisa saying? That if you shoot an arrow, the thing isn't broken. The thing is whole. Because the thing itself is not mana tefira unless the shinoi is in the davar hanizik. If I take a glass and I throw it off a roof, it's a mana tefira. If I shoot an arrow at it, it's not a mana tefira. What's the reason for the chilik? So Taisa the answer is svara pshuta hu lechalik. Is a pasha to svara. What's a pasha to svara? What's a svara pshuta? Because one, you're doing a maisa to the object. So the object, so as far as the chiluk in luchas mazik, I guess. One is you're doing something to the object. What would be a person? Let's say the halacha would be, it's not, but let's say the halacha would be to kill a geisus yipatu. So what happens if you kill somebody who there's a bullet about to hit his head? Someone kills him first. So it wouldn't be the same. It's not a chesaron in the person. Right? The person is whole. It's the same shilluk here. The thing on the way down is a geisus. The thing itself is a geisus. And if it's a window and the chetz is coming shooting towards it, it's not a geisus. It didn't change. Nothing happened to it. I think we can understand this far. Maybe I have a hard time putting it in words. I think we can understand one's a shinui in the davar hanizik and one's not. So Tosis proves it. You'll never have a case of tzrayus if you don't agree to this tzrayus. Why? Posh pshat in Tosis. Because you say when the animal touches the pebble, it steps on a pebble and the pebble shoots out. But the moment it steps on the pebble, and it's not shooting out and breaking a window. If at the moment the pebble shoots out from under it, the window is broken already, so then that's not tzoreris. Then it's still attached to the pebble at the time it's a broken window. So it means the time it's stepping on the pebble, it's a mana tefira. No. Yes, Taisus means, no? Welcome to a different chat. Taisus says you'll never have a case of tzoreris if you go bust an Eikara. Because the gufay was magic. As soon as the gufay caused the pebble to shoot, it's already a broken mana. Doesn't have to wait till it flies and shoots there. I guess that's what this means. Now, the chap, of course, is that Tosis Chilik would answer the Rosh's kasha. Right, why did the Rosh ask? The Rosh asked, what's the difference between this Gemara and that Gemara? This Gemara, the animal kicked the keli. The keli went flying and it broke against the wall. So we say Basa Meikar Azmir. When you kicked it, it's broken. So he asked, why is that different than Tzrayris, where he tees a Brisha Sarabim, the Hizik Brisha Sayachim? What's that case? The animal stepped on a rock and the rock shattered into Brisha Sayachim. And there we don't go Basa Meikar. There we don't say for when it shot out, that it's regal b'shusha rabbi, we say it's regal b'shusha yachid. L'chayre, if the Rosh holds like Tysus, you should have said the same Teretz, that over there the chetz is flying, you don't go basa me'ekara, and over here the keli anizik is flying, you do go basa me'ekara. So that's the Tysus kasha, that he's diuk, that it appears that the Rosh is not masking to Tysus' chiluk, because the Rosh, by asking his kasha, not saying this Teretz, Tysus is not masking to the chiluk of Tysus. So that, in Yitzhashem, is the Avodah for tomorrow. I hope you will be prepared for it.